Rabbi Shimon says you should know the osoy oy chalitz osoy shelachas mehen. Rabbi Shimon argues no. You're allowed to be miyabein. You can make bi if you want. You can be miyabein the second brother's wife, or else you can make chalitza in her. And the yibum or the chalitza in that wife is poitera sarasa. It patters the second one. Now, what does the second one mean? The first brother's wife. There's no mitzvah yibum. Since you are miyabein the second brother's wife, then the first brother's wife is poter. Poteras sarasa. What about cholatz labailus maimer? Let's say again in the case where the second brother first made maimer in the first one's wife, and then the second brother died, and now the third brother wants to make chalitza in the Bailos HaMaimer. He's making chalitza in the first brother's wife. His halacha lo niftara tzara. It does not part of the tzara, your second brother's wife, there's still a mitzvah yibum on her. The fact you gave chalitza to the first one's wife, even though the second one made maimer, that we'll soon see, Reb Shimon is mesupik if maimer is koiner at all. There's a possibility to say maimer is not koiner at all. If maimer is not koiner at all, so it comes out that the first one's wife does no mitzvah at all. Who does the third brother have a mitzvah on? Only on the second brother's wife. So therefore, the fact that he gave chalitza to the first one's wife would not part the second one's wife, because it's possible to say the first one has no mitzvah yibum at all. The mitzvah is only to the second one's wife. So that's what it says now. That's cholatz labailus maimer. If the third brother gave chalitza to the wife, which really was the first one's wife, just the second brother made maimer, so it's a suffix if maimer is kaina. So therefore, leniftara tzara. It is not part of the tzara. What about konsomes? Let's say the second brother first mamish married was miyabim, the first brother's wife. Mamish made yibim. V'yachakach noled loy ach, and then first the third brother was born, like the case of our second Mishnah, that first the first brother died, then the second brother made yibum completely, and then the third brother was born. Or else, shenoled loy ach, in the case where the brother was born, the third brother was born, v'yachakach konso, and then the second brother made yibum umes, then the second brother was miyabim. Both are potter from chalitz and yibum. So you see clearly, this Reb Shimon Shita. All right. This is good though, according to Tanakhama for sure. The locher did according to Reb Shimon also. That the locher is, since the third brother was born, before. It says both cases, right. This is going according to Tanakhama, right. That Lamaisa, the second brother, was married to the first brother's wife. So the second brother now has two wives. So the first brother's wife is a total heir to the third brother. So when the second brother dies, both of them are potter from Yibum and Chalitza, because she's called it Tsaras Erva. So therefore, both are potter. What about? Yes. Shteim Pturais, Mimech Chalitza Mimim. Now, Konsa. Let's say the second brother made Yibum first. And then the third brother was born. And then the second brother dies. Again, this is Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir. Shita, the Tanakam of our two Mishnahs that hold that there's an erva of Eishasash to Hoyev Yolamai. The first brother's wife is always an erva to the third brother. See, if the second brother was Miyabim, the first brother's wife, so now that wife is an erva to the third brother. And the second wife of the second brother is a tzaras erva. So therefore, the potter min achlitza min ayivim. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. That's the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. For Rabbi Shimon says no. Rabbi Shimon's lashon is ho yelu bo umotza beheter. Since when the third one was born, mashma the second brother already made yibum to the first one's wife. When the third brother was born, he finds the first one's wife. The heter means that she's already married to the second brother. And there was never a time that she was a shemeris yavam from the first brother. That there was never a time that the third brother was born while the first one's wife is still standing. That would have been shuachas beyisr. No, the third one was born after the second one already made yibum. In such a case, miyabim leizemem sheyirtza. In such a case, the here of Shimon holds there's no more erev of Eishes Achshon Hoyev Yolamai, Therefore, both of them have a mitzvah yibum. You could do whichever one you want. Whichever one you could be miyabim. Or else give chalitza to whichever one you want. In other words, both of them are considered your brother's wife. Your brother died. There's a mitzvah yibum to one of them. Not to both. Either one. Take your choice. Either make yibum if you want either one, or else you can make chalitza to whichever one you want. That's from Shimon Halach. Now, the Gemara says like this. Who says this last case? What does this Braisa have to chazer over this last case for? This last case, what purpose is it here for? If you want to say this last case is the Chiddush of Rabbi Meir, I tell you, Katoni lo, we said already, Michti, let's see, Loishon Elele Rabbi Meir ben Yibum V'yachakach Neulit, ben Neulit V'yachakach Yibum. According to Rabbi Meir, the Tanakhama about Mishnah, there's no difference when the third brother was born. As long as when the first brother died, the third brother wasn't born yet. So no matter what happens afterwards, the first one's wife always remains with an Isser Reish Hasach to the third brother. There's no difference if when the third brother was born, the second one already made Yibum and the second one did not make Yibum. There's no difference according to Rabbi Meir. So if so, what do we have to have this last case by itself for? According to Rabbi Meir, Larvinu v'lesninu. Put the two cases together. What do you have to make a third case out of it? Put both cases together. When the first brother died, and the third one wasn't born yet, and then the third one is born, it doesn't make a difference whether the second one made Yibim already or didn't make Yibim already. There's an error of Eishas Ashlohoi Bilomai. So what's the purpose of this third case by itself? Elolav, you have to tell me that Rabbi Shimon, the safe is going to Chiddush according to Rabbi Shimon. And what's the case? That when does Rabbi Shimon say there is a mitzvah yibum only if the third brother was born after the second brother already made yibum? First, the first brother died. Then the second brother right away made a mitzvah yibum, married her, and then the third brother was born. That's when Rabbi Shimon says if the second brother dies now, the third brother could be miyabim her, because when the third brother was born, there's no ma'er v'eish asach from the first brother. Reb Shimon holds when the second brother's miyabim her, he takes over completely the ishus. There's no more of the first brother's ishus here, so she's not called an heir, but the third brother. Let's say the first brother died, then the third brother was born, and then first the second brother was miyabim. In that case, Reb Shimon agrees to Tanakama. In such a case, Reb Shimon agrees there's no mitzvah yibum. Lamaisa, when the third brother was born, the first one's wife was still a Shemeras Yavim, so there's a matzav of mitzvah yibum. She is called an Eish Hasach, and the third brother can't be miyabim her, because there's no mitzvah on him, because she's an Eish Hasach. Shloi hoye b'lamay, they weren't alive at the same time, so at that second she is chal and Yisr Eish Hasach to the third brother, and the Yisr never goes off. So Shema Mina, from here it's a clear raya to Rav Papa, that when does Rav Shimon argue? Only in this case. Reb Shimon only argues in a case where first the second brother made Yibum, and then the third brother was born. But in the case of the first Mishnah, where first the first brother died, then a third brother was born, and when he was born, the first one's wife was still a Shemeras Yavam, Reb Shimon agrees to the first Mishnah that she's an Erva, and then there's no Mitzvah Yibum. So it's good why it says over this last case, according to Reb Shimon, to tell us this is the only case Reb Shimon argues. Only when the third brother was born, she was already miyubim to the second brother. First the second brother made yibum, then the third brother was born. So this is a riot for a papa, kasha, and rabbi shia. Now, Omamar, now we'll explain this rice we just learned. Omamar, we learned before like this. Omed hasheni lasas maimer. He has first two brothers alive. One brother died. Now the second brother now got up and wanted to make maimer. Wanted to make kedushin in his wife. Biavimtoi. But the Brisa said of Lehispik Lasas Maimer, but he did not get around to do it. Piyavimtoi, Achinadad Layach, until the third brother was born. Umeis, and then the second brother dies. So Loch Riznav goes according to everybody was saying that Rishoina Yoitsa Mishumeshis Achish Tahoi Bilomai, the first one's wife is an Erva to the third brother, she's an Erva. Ushniya Mashenke, and the second one's wife, they didn't make Maimer here yet, they weren't married. So the second one wife, when the second brother dies, is the mitzvah yibum. Is oicholetis oimis yabemis? Do what you want. Negate to the third brother, the second brother, they were alive at the same time. So when the second brother dies, the second brother only has one wife, his wife falls even to the third brother. That's what the Braisa says. So now, the more he asks, my omad umay lohispik. What does it mean to say he got up to make maimer, but he didn't do it? So what? He didn't do it. Fredik Mar Monashoch. If he made maimer, say he made maimer. And if he did not make maimer, lo yovid, he didn't do it. Like, what's this mother lushin? He wanted to make maimer, but he didn't do it yet. So he didn't do it. No, it means nothing. He didn't make maimer, though. Lamaisi wasn't mekadesha. The second brother didn't do anything to the first one's wife yet. So it's as if he didn't make maimer at all. What's the difference that he wanted to? Rotsi means nothing here. Either he did or he didn't, for the Gemara. So what's it like this? The case is like this. Elo omad midaito v'lo hispik midaito. He wanted to make kedushin with midaito. He asked her, listen, I want to be mekadesh you now. Eventually, I'm going to make yibum with you. But there's an inyan with rabban first to make kedushin with her. Give him aimer. So he went to her and said, here, take the cast of kedushin. I want to make kedushin with you. And she didn't agree. She said, nothing doing. I don't want to marry you. Elo bar korcha. So the mice was then the second brother forced her. He threw the cast of kedushin to her. That's the shayla. And the chiddush is that it's not called maimer. Maimer is not koiner. That's the chiddush. That even though Lamaisi did make maimer, but he did it by korch, he forced her to take the money. The chiddush is that's not called kedushin, even with rabbanon. And what's the chiddush? Udo loike Rebbe, not like Rebbe Shita. The Tanya will learn like this: if one of the brothers gets up and is mekadesh his brother's wife. When your brother died without children, a mitzvah yibum, one of the brothers now made kedushin, made a maimer in his brother's wife. But Shlomi died, so she didn't agree, she didn't accept, she didn't want it. Rabbi Yoimer Kona, Rabbi says it's like a koina. With the rabbanon, it is called kedushin, she a koina. The chachamim maimrim, like koina. That's trying now, Bryce, like the chachamim. You're not koina. Now, the Gemara explains, what's the machlokes here? My time with the Rebbe, what's Rebbe's reason to say Maimer is kind of bakorchom? Goma mi biya. That the Kedushin, the Rabbonin of Maimer, we learn out from the Kedushin of Yibum, of biya. The Yivama. Ma biya the Yivama. Just like when you do the mitzvahs biya, the Makai mitzvahs Yibum midi raisa, when you kind of her. Bakorchom we had before ready. That a Yavim could be mi Yavma, even bakorchom, even Shlomi Daita, as long as he has biya with her. He's kind of her midi raisa. Because Yevama Mitzvah Yevam is like your Zika ready. It's only a Gemara Kedushin. It's like you're ready Mekudish to already. And Yevam is only Kenisa is only the Gemara. So Gemara Dovi could do even by Korcha. Kids we had a apostle before could do it even by Korcha.
But Yevama has a right.
To yeah, that we said this. She has a right to say no. So no means Bezdim will listen to him, tells him not to do it. But if he did do it already, Pafal, he's Mekudish already. Rashi be Yevama by Korchas Rashi. The Imbol Leho Afilu Biyonis Kona. If you Omanasa, you force her. We had a drasha before that even by Korcha you Mekadisha. The Yibum Eschal. So Rabbi holds, you learn out this Kedushin the Rabbanon of Maimor from the Mitzvah Yibum. Just like the B is good by Korcha, Kedushin the Yevama is also by Korcha. Rabbanon say no. Gamri mi Kedushin the Alma. What you doing now? Maimor is a Maisa Kedushin. So good is only midirabonin, but learn it out how kedushin is midiraisa. Ma kedushin diyalma, just like a regular kedushin when you go to a wife. Midaita, it's only if she agrees. Av kedushin diyavoma midaita. Who are them when you make kedushin with the yavoma? It's also only if she agrees. If she does not agree, the kedushin even midirabonin is not chal. But my kemitzvah, you want some machlokes tolyin? Ma sova milu diyavoma mimilu diyavoma hevel elamelus. Rabbi svar is. Learn out in Yonim of Yevama from in Yonim of Yevama. True Maimer is only a Kedushin with the Rabbonin. But you're doing this Kedushin in the Yevama. So learn out from Dini Yevama. Dini Yevama is you could be Miyav Mo Bakorcha. So what then this Kedushin in the Yevama is also Bakorcha. Well, Masa the Chom say no, Mila the Kedushin, Mila the Kedushin, Hevel El Melef. There's more of a sword to learn out Kedushin from a regular Kedushin. Just like a regular Kedushin is only Midaita if she agrees. Bar Koch, you can't force her to marry her. Here also, by the Yevama, if you want to make Maimu with her, it's only Midaita, not Bar Koch. That's the Chiddush of this Braisa. That Omad means he wanted to do it, and Lahispik, she didn't agree to do it Midaita, but Lamaisi did it Bar Koch. So the Chiddush of the Braisa is that that's not called Maimu. Not like Rebbe, but like the Chacham. Now, then the Mishnah says, what about also Bar Maimu? Let's say the second brother, Mamish, made a Maimer in the Yevama. First brother died, the second brother now made Maimer. The Yachakach Neulud Layach. And then first the third brother was born. Oy Yerel Shenoilud Layach. First the third brother was born. The Yachakach Osaba Maimer. And then the second one made Maimer. Umeith. And then the second one dies. Salochariz Rishoina Yoitza Meshumesh Sachosh Noyev Yalomai. The first one's wife is a total heir to all, at the Chom Shita, it's Eshes Achshon Oiv Yolomai. The third brother was not alive, the same time the first brother was alive, his wife always remains an heir. Ushniya, now the second one's wife, Choletzes Loimis Yabemis, Heis Midirabonon, you can't make Yibim to her. Because Midirabonon, since the second brother made Maimer with the first one's wife, so Midirabonon, the second one's wife is a Tsaras Erva. So at Saras Erev, you can't make Yibam. So with the Rabbanan, the din is, you have to only make Chalitza and not Yibam. That's good. Now the Brisa goes on and says, that Rabbi Shimon Shita was, Bi Osoi, Oy Chalitza Osoi, Shalachas Mehen, Poitera Sarosa. Shimon says, no, if you make Yibam in one, it partners automatically the other one. For the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Ahaykoi, which one is Ibi Miyabim? What's the case? What's the Bishimim saying? In the case where the second brother died, he makes Yibim, and any one of them, the Yibim helps. Which one? Which case? Elaim, if you want to tell me we're talking about a case. Ah, Noilud Layach. That's first the third brother was born. V'yach ha-kachos of a Maimer. And then first the second brother made Maimer. For the Gemara, how could that be? Ho-amarto, you told her, you said already, V'noilad, if the third brother was born first, Olev Saiv Yibim, and then the Maisi Yibim goes on, Leipolog Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon doesn't argue. Reb Shimon agrees that she's an Eishas Ashahoi Bilomoi. She's an heir to the third brother. If the third brother was born, at the time when he was born, the first one's wife is still a Yavama. She's still a Shemeris Yavama. Shemeris Yavam. She's called an heir to the third brother. So the third brother is no Mrs. Yibim. She's Potel Gamri. So that can't be the case that Reb Shimon says you can make B or Chalitza. Elo, the case has to be Aosaba Maimer. The case is the first brother died, and the second brother right away made a Maimer, made a Kedushin to Rabbanin. The Yachakach Noilad Loi Ach. And then first, the third brother was born. The case is like this. Cholat Levilas Maimer, if the third brother now goes and gives Chalitza to the Bailas Maimer, the Lochriz Lenifter Atzara. The fact he gives Chalitza to that lady, to the first one's wife, which was had Maimer to the second one, does not part to the second one's wife totally. My time of why? Mishum dehevei tzora vadai. Because the tzora means the second one's real wife, she's like a vadai mitzvah yibam. When the second brother died, his wife really should fall to the third brother. They were alive at the same time. Now, bailas Maimer, suffik. The bailas Maimer is only a suffik if there's a mitzvah yibam altogether or not. Because Maimer by place is a Sofer Koiner or Sofer Nakoiner. Like the second one made Maimer. There's a tzad to say Maimer is Koiner, so then when the third brother was born, there would be a Mitzvah Yibam on her. Because she, when the third brother was born, she's already Mekudosh to the second brother, there's no Mereish Yisach from the first brother. But there's a tzad to say Maimer is not Koiner. If Maimer is not Koiner, so she's still called the Eish Yisach of the first brother, and she's an Erva. So therefore, V'yein Sofik Maitzim Edevadai. Therefore, if you just give Chalitza to the Bailas Maimer, it is not part of the other wife. If the third brother only gives Chalitza to the Bailas Maimer, he still has to give Chalitza to the other wife, to the second brother's second wife. Because maybe Maimer is not Kaina. So your Chalitza was in vain. She's an Eshesach Sohoi Velomai. The second brother's wife has a Mitzvah Yibum. So I call upon him, you have to give Chalitza to her. Yosef Rav Menashia Bazvid, Kaimed Rav Huna, the Yosef Ukomar, my time with Rav Shimon. So he came out now and said, what's the reason of Rav Shimon? Fred Gemara, my time with Rav Shimon, Kediyomar Taima, we already said the Svar of Rav Shimon. Hoyelubo Motzav Heter, that the case is again, the first brother dies, and the second brother right away makes Yibam. And now the third brother is born, so Rav Shimon holds, when the third brother is born, he finds that wife Heter. She's already married to the second brother, so the Yisr Reish Yisach of the first brother went off already. And she wasn't alive at any time to have an Yisr Reish Yisach. So that's from Shimon Svara. Fred Gemari, if so, well, my time with Rabbanin? What's the time of the Rabbanin then? The Hur of the third brother was born after the second one was Miyavim already. It's not the first one's wife anymore. She's the second one's wife. So when the second one dies, why isn't there a mitzvah yibum? On makrah, the Gemara says, the pasuk says, v'loch chalai liyisha, v'yivma. Mashma, even after you miyabim, your brother's wife, adayin yivumim harishayim aleh. She's still called a little bit your brother's wife. The Esther Eshesach does not go off totally. She's still called a little bit your brother's wife. So therefore, when the second one dies, negay to the third brother, she's still called an erva. Because even after the second brother made Yibum, Lemaisa, she's still an Eshesach of the first brother. That's this pasuk. V'lochol al Yisha means that you should be miyabim her, but for Yivma, that means even after you make Yibum, they're still called the din Yibum there. Still called the Ishus of the first ones, the first one is still here. That's Loshen Adayin Yivum Rishonim Aleh. That's the Machlokes Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan. Reb Shimon holds that when you make Yibum, the first one's Ishus goes off totally. So she's only married to the second one. When the second one dies, it's a Mrs. Yibum. The Rabbanan hold, no, there's still a little bit Ishus of the first brother around still, so there's still the Erev of Eshesach, they get to the third brother. Well, like Rashi says, V'lochalai Lishu B'yivma, Rashi says, Afagav Shekonsa, even though you're Miyabim, your brother's wife, Adayin Kruya Yavama, she's still called Yavama. That's the time of the Rabbonin, that even after the second brother is Miyabim, the first one's wife, and then a third brother was born, still the third brother is also to that wife. Now the verse says, Elo Hodetna, that thing we learned before, Konsa, we made a drasha, that once you're Miyabim, your brother's wife, again, one brother dies without children, so the other brother is Miyabim. Once you Miyabim, you marry her, we had a drasha before, Harehi Kishta L'chol Davar, that she's your wife for everything. The Yomer Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, Malamed, what does it come to teach us? That after you make Yibum, now if you want to get rid of her,